Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Yeah.
What? That's right, bitches.
Maybe we should record a new intro and with Starfire and Charlie featuring Big Dan.
Yeah, we'll have to... Fuck, we gotta hire that announcer again.
Yeah.
I'm the ghost caster.
That was like $5,000 just to get that done.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys aren't cheap.
We tried to get that one guy, but he died.
The drummer sounds good.
Yeah, you want to know who that drummer is?
Who?
That is actually Jeff Hogg from Whiskey Myers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't know it. They came in, they recorded some demos for their album that they have out now.
Yeah.
And it was like the most recent drum track that I had, and I went and took a kick and a snare from it and sampled it.
That's really cool. Where they do their demos, here in your house?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. That's neat.
Yeah, they did. It's funny. They did like 4 or 5 songs.
Yeah.
And never got final mixes. And next thing I heard, they were already working on the album.
That's awesome, man.
You can't stop creativity.
You just gotta get them ideas.
You can't stop
down.
That train when it's
rolling. Yeah, they were just like so excited. They were like, "Oh man, that's all we needed. We just wanted to hear them songs, and we were ready to go." They were having fun, man.
Yeah, cool.
That's badass, man.
Yeah,
it's badass.
It's badass.
I haven't seen you guys in like a week.
I know, dude. I was just thinking yesterday. Well, we were gonna watch Shameless over here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
but
Shameless.
I was just fucking exhausted because we stayed up till like 3:25 that night.
Dang.
Yeah, in Austin.
In Austin, the night before.
Did you get some Fuzzy's tacos while you're down in Austin? Go shop at End of an Ear Records and...
No.
Check out a movie at the old Alamo?
No.
We did go to Thundercunt Subs, though.
Yes. I've never had one of those.
So. Oh, they're delicious.
Are they that much better than like a fucking...
They're way better than Subway.
Everything's better than Subway.
Thundercloud has good bread.
Okay.
And I get hummus on the sandwich, and their hummus is amazing.
Okay.
Like, so fucking good, man.
Okay.
It's really... I mean...
Do you get like free blowjobs with those sandwiches? I mean...
No. I think that costs extra.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that... Those subs are just like the end all be all crazy, just delicious subs, but they're fucking good.
That's what I hear. My friend Nick used to work there. He worked there a long time, actually. He did work at Ralph's, and then I guess he moved to Austin.
Went on to the Thundercunt.
But now he lives in Lubbock again, so whatever. I guess he likes it there. Some people do.
Yeah, Austin has great food, especially like vegetarian, vegan food, which is cool.
They have everything.
Haven't eaten any animal product, except I did accidentally buy a smoothie that might have had milk in it. But I only drank a little bit of it, and then I looked at it. Because on the ingredients, it didn't say anything about milk until you looked further down and it says contains milk and soy. But why didn't they put the milk in the ingredients?
Yeah, it does, but probably under another name that you probably didn't realize was milk.
Really?
Yeah, that's ingredients lists are tricky, man.
Yeah.
But they do...
Because it said coconut milk extract, and I was like, well, that's probably what it is, you know? Or what the color that kind of looked milky was, you know?
It always says, like, at the very end of the list, not always, but usually it'll say contained, and then, like, whatever, there's, like, 7 main food allergens, and it'll list those, usually. So, but not always, you know?
Right.
They're tricky motherfuckers out there.
Yeah.
They throw in things like natural flavors... spices, you know, and shit like that, where you're like, okay, what the fuck is a natural flavor? You know, like, tell me what it is, asshole. Come on.
Natural flavors.
Yeah. Spices.
Spices. I mean, anything could be a spice if you just call
chemically
it
chemically derived nano spices.
Nano spices?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the new wave of like, oh man, have you heard about some of this shit? Like, seriously, so they have drones, you know, out in the Middle East where they're robotically flying around shooting up things.
Right.
Well, they've been talking about making drones locally out of like bugs and insects and birds and things like that to disguise them.
Jesus.
They've been trying to do it since the 70s. I read a news article that was talking about how in the 70s they had a robotic dragonfly. Yeah. That was like,
so what if some kid just kills it?
Yeah, I don't know. That's
that seems like an awful waste of money. And if they fly it into a car, because they have to make them, you know, dragonflies, they just fly at your car, or you fly at them, and they don't.
Yeah, and see, I don't know exactly how it works. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of science fiction involved in it, but you know, I wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't put it past them either.
Making this shit, you know,
it's crazy.
It is crazy.
We're living in the future.
We're living in the future, man. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, we're living in the future.
Welcome to the future, bitches.
Where them Jetsons at, man?
Seriously.
Well, yeah, I bet we have flying cars and shit pretty soon.
Yeah, it's going to be... I mean, I saw a movie the other day that was like in the future, and it said 2011. And I was like, well, they mixed that mark, you know?
Yeah, that was last year. Idiots.
2012, huh? That's interesting. That's fucking interesting, man.
Yeah, man. It's,
get ready, folks. Something's going to happen. It may be just, you know, what do you call it? When
an election year?
Yeah, it's an election year. And it's also the year... Wasn't Y2K an election year, too?
2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the election that was bought and sold to George Bush.
Interesting.
It's crazy, man. The election fraud that's going to go on for this election is going to be unprecedented.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not even going to hear about it till years later.
Fucking Rick Perry. Jesus.
He's the dumbest motherfucker on the planet. I went down to Texas to reassess, and I was out there jogging in my Aggie gear. And, you know, I had my shorts on and my tight skinny pants, and they were keeping me warm, and I was thinking, I was like, man, I ain't no quitter. I'm going to go back up there, and I'm going to tell these people. That's really not how he talks at all. I create a lots of jobs in Texas. I can't do a good Rick Perry. Damn.
Me neither.
But
then the other day they asked all the candidates, if you weren't here right now, what would you be doing? And Rick Perry's like, oh, I'd be at the shooting range.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Ron Paul goes, I'd probably be reading an economics book after my family went to bed.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit, man. So they were talking about, they're voting for New Hampshire right now. And
is it Tuesday? Yeah, it's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah. So they were talking yesterday about like who was leading in New Hampshire and shit. Yeah. And they're like, Mitt Romney's ahead by like 30-something percent, you know? And yeah. And then you got all these other people, and they talked about third place, fourth place, fifth place, and sixth place. But they totally did not talk about Ron Paul in second place. Did not even mention him. They listed all the percentages and all this shit. Not a word about Ron Paul.
Yeah, man. I mean...
In second place. A strong second place.
And all this crazy shit is coming out about Mitt Romney, and like... It's just insane, man. It's the world... The world is a vampire.
Set to drain.
Awesome.
I had a good little thing that I saw here. I'm going to pull it up. It's a picture of Ron Paul. We're not just Ron Paul preachers around here. I don't want to get everybody's impression.
I talk shit on him every podcast, but I can't say I disagree with a lot of what
he just seems to be probably the smartest guy out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It says... Shit. There's a picture of Ron Paul, and it says, when the true genius appears in the world, you may know him by this sign, that the dunces are all in confederacy against him.
Oh, man.
And it has a picture of Rachel Maddow, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Keith Olbermann, Bill O'Reilly, like all these dumbass fucking people that are all talking. That's kind of true, you know? When both sides of the spectrum are talking shit about him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how you know he's, you know, something different.
Have you read that book?
Confederacy of Dunces, yeah.
So, yeah, I was double checking this shit. Mitt Romney's dad ran for president in 1964.
Why? Yeah.
Well, he was a governor of Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 43rd governor of Michigan. He was in office in 1963. So in 64, he briefly ran, against... Barry Goldwater.
No way.
Yeah. You think I'll let Barry Goldwater marry my daughter? You must think I'm crazy.
Yeah. So, also, he requested the intervention of federal troops during the 1967 Detroit riot.
Cool.
Yeah, so he's he sounds like a winner, and he's the one who's financially behind Romney.
Oh, cool.
Have you heard, because you know all these laws about the super PAC and shit?
Oh, yeah.
And they're not supposed to talk to the candidates at all.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, the super PAC that's all for Romney is funded by his dad.
Oh, cool.
And he has, yeah, and he has said, like, in interviews, oh, well, we don't talk about this stuff at all. Yeah. We just don't talk about it.
I mean, I haven't talked to my son in probably 5-6 years.
Just like he did, they were talking about some ad that was running, and he said, well, I haven't seen those ads. Yeah. But the ad that I did see, you know, was whatever. And he was talking about the same ads, you know? But he's like, I haven't seen those because I haven't seen that at all. And then he starts talking about that same ad that he saw. You
it's
know.
Such bullshit, man. It's like it's 127% bullshit.
It's like a straw man, right? I mean, they're putting him up so that you're like, oh, well, I'm going to vote for Obama over this guy.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the John Kerry of the, you know, the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, you know, we'll vote for Mr. Ed.
Yeah, or Fred, or he looked like Herman Munster to me.
Yeah, right? He did.
I guess only because they did that jib-jab, and didn't they make fun of him as Herman Munster, probably?
Probably.
They should have. Jib-jab if you're listening. John Kerry, Herman Munster, go.
Yeah, where's John Kerry been? Is he still in the Senate? He's
been finger-banging his Democrat wife.
Oh, yeah, she owns the ketchup stuff.
I bet she
does. She owns Heinz ketchup, or her family does.
Yeah, she does. She's a...
She's a big ketchup eater.
She's making that money with the tomatoes. With the smashing the tomatoes.
Why you gotta be so big, huh?
This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm a Texas tiger. You're a liberal wiener. I'm a great crusader. You're a Herman Munster. This land will surely vote for me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. I'm an intellectual. You're a stupid dumbass. I'm a Purple Heart winner. And yes, it's true, I won it thrice. This land will surely vote for me.
You have more waffles than a house of pancakes. You offer flip-flops, I offer tax breaks. You're a UN pussy, and yes, it's true that I kick ass. Ha! This land will surely vote for me.
You can't say nuclear, that really scares me. Sometimes a brain can come in quite handy, but it's not gonna help.
So you're playing at J&J's tonight? I saw that on the Twitter.
Yeah, I'm playing at J&J's tonight.
You mean last night?
I played at J&J's last night.
You did?
It was fucking awesome, man. It was like, you know, in the basement there. And
what's the score there?
I can't remember the names of the bands I played with. I started it at about 9 p.m., you know.
And
I played about 6 songs. And
how many people were there to see you play?
I can't really remember.
Wow.
It was at capacity, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, I just now remember that.
That's, yeah.
I couldn't remember
that's
earlier
funny
because
that you forgot that
there were so many people I didn't, you know, it was like, it's hard to remember that high of a number.
Yeah, that's understandable.
There was infinity people there.
Right on. Well, that's good.
Yeah, but, you know, it's fun. It's exciting, I guess.
So you're not playing there tonight?
Okay, since we are in the future now.
Right, this
but also we are in the past.
Oh, because this is going to go out tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm playing at J&J's.
I completely fucking missed that.
Isn't that crazy?
Thing.
Because of a bot, we figured out how to time travel, guys. Because we're now in two places. We found a wormhole. It's like taking a piece of paper.
It's a fucking time shift.
It's a the podcast is a time shift.
It's a time shift.
So if you're watching, say, The Burbs, Tom Hanks is still 30 years old.
No, okay, check this out. All right, Chad, we are talking to each other right now.
Right.
This will come out tomorrow, and we will be talking to each other tomorrow. But we will really be here today.
Right.
But people will hear us tomorrow.
Right, so Tom Hanks and the Burbs.
Right.
Is still over there in some suburb in Chicago doing crazy shit in the cul-de-sac.
When you want him to be, you know. And
yeah.
And then if you want to get grossed out by his neighbors giving him pretzels with sardines, then
yeah.
Totally cool. You can do that anytime. I have that movie.
I love
I'm going to watch that today, actually.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time. I used to have it, but I think
time travel.
Stole it.
Corey Feldman.
Far out.
We have found the way to time travel.
I'm working on this EP that I'm putting out with my friend in Lubbock. He has a little like internet label and just like free stuff. And I have like these songs that I wrote on this keyboard, and I always wanted to finish them. And I went back and re-recorded, like just ran it through. I ran like this keyboard through a Big Muff and got all these crazy sounds, you know?
Yeah.
And then just recorded like fuzziest, like big fucking bass and guitar over it. And now I'm writing these like lyrics and stuff. And but it's going to be called I'll See You in the Future. But I don't know if I'm going to do it under my name or I'm going to call it Mark Sparkle and the Tiny Miracles.
You should do Mark Sparkle. Tiny Miracle.
I think it would be fun to do Mark Sparkle and the Tiny Miracles.
Oh, yeah. That shit would take off, man.
I think so.
Like a
fucking
rocket.
I think it should be Mark Sparkle and Tiny Miracle in parenthesis.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Mark Sparkle.
Tiny Miracle. Very yeah. small for me.
I could just make videos of myself and like, you know, have like, you know, and then me be really little, but like superpowers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to have a theme song.
Yeah, you do.
I'll work on that today.
That'll be good. We'll, we'll show those videos on the podcast. I mean, people won't be able to see them, but
okay. Yeah. Cool.
They can hear the theme music at least.
Cool.
So I played last night. I played at the Eagle's Nest.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was good. I can't remember how many people were there, but it was good.
Are you talking about tonight?
Yeah.
Man, this whole time travel thing is really tripping me out.
Me like, too,
it's
man.
It's confusing.
It's so wacky. I mean,
now my days are all confused.
And we're living in the future. You know, it's like
we are. I don't think people realize that.
I don't.
I think people still think that this world is the world that it used to be, and it's not.
No, it's yeah. not at all.
This is a new world, a new planet, a new world order.
It's yeah, we should. This song of the week should be New World Order by Ministry.
All right, yeah. What the fuck was that? Did you hear that?
I heard that.
A pop. It's they've got us, guys. They're in our system.
Get the goddamn tap off the podcast.
Yeah, come on, guys.
What do you think? You're playing with children here?
We're posting this shit on the internet later anyway. Shit.
Get your lips off the tap.
But I heard that last week when we were podcasting.
Oh my God, the monitor shut down.
I thought the power just went out. Like, I really did, because I got this fake heater going.
Oh yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
That's
it's still recording though, so we're still going.
As far as we know.
Yep, looks like it.
Allegedly.
Look at them big old files.
I don't know, but I see that big pop right there that's from the wire, and it's only on your microphone.
Is it my microphone?
Uh-huh.
I heard it though. It was
No, that wasn't it.
That wasn't it.
Uh-uh.
Weird.
It was like some sort of maybe I should change the microphone and the line and put it on a different channel.
That could be something that we might be interested in.
So that the government isn't listening in. To, oh, I don't care if they're listening in on Charlie's microphone.
Yeah, as long as they don't hear like you or me. Yeah.
No, no. Well, no, we got to stop that, because if you're listening in on Charlie's microphone, then eventually they're going to listen in on my microphone.
True.
And I don't want that. It could just be a bad tube or something. Maybe we need to switch out the tubes around here. It could be some sort of drone, tube drone.
Tie the tubes, man.
My brother's crazy. Matt just texted me earlier, said, what shape is a stop sign? And I said, an octagon. And he goes, meet me there.
That's good. So is he getting into like mixed martial arts?
No, but he's just being an idiot.
That would be awesome if Matt Shafter was just like this fucking juice head, like ready to fucking fight people all the time.
We haven't called him and pranked him in a while.
Man, he did not think that was funny at
all. I know, that's the funniest part about it.
Yeah, you're right.
If he thinks it's funny, then why do it?
Yeah.
Because he's just like, ah.
Has he said anything else about it?
Not since last Thanksgiving. Not this thing. He hasn't said anything about it in years, so.
Oh, man.
When was the last time we did that, I wonder?
The last time, if we played it on the podcast, so I don't know. I think we did.
I don't know. That's funny.
It was a while back.
Oh, guess what else I'm doing, guys?
What?
Saturday, I'm playing a show at Haley's with Isaac Hoskins and some people from the school at Southlake.
Oh, yeah. School of Rock, Southlake.
But it's not that. It's a... Isaac was going to have his band, the Healers, play, and I guess they couldn't do it, so he got all of us together. And we're performing My Aim Is True by Elvis Costello.
Cool. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. I've been learning like all these songs on the bass.
Very cool, man. Very
cool. And then Ryan Thomas Becker, like his Last Joke band, is playing... they're doing another one. I can't remember which one it is, but it's going
to
be fun.
This is like a tribute to Elvis Costello or something?
Yeah, I think so.
This is at Haley's?
Yeah.
And this will be Haley's in Denton on...
Saturday the 14th?
Saturday the 14th, bitches. That'll be cool.
Yeah.
That will be cool. That'll be pretty rad.
I'm going to be... it sounds really good. We practiced last night. It's pretty bitching.
Nice.
On the... Well, watching The Detectives, it's just like all random, like reggae bass, you know? So I'm just like playing a lot of notes the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
That's pretty bad. I'm going to come out to that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
What are in those boxes?
All kinds of shit, man. All kinds of shit. This is something called the Lazy Susan. I don't even know what's in that box.
Are they flowers?
No, Lazy Susan's like a thing that sits on your table and spins around.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Those are cool.
Yeah, this one's pretty cool. Hang on, I'll show it to you.
Retract the Lazy Susan. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Look at that.
It's pretty psychedelic.
Whoa, huh? Yeah. Pass that Lazy Susan over.
Yeah, that's pretty far out. Now, for the folks at home, they can't see it, but it's very psychedelic, and as it spins around, it kind of looks like a kaleidoscope.
It does look like a kaleidoscope. It's
also
amazing.
Also looks like a eyeball or something.
It looks like
like a zombie eyeball.
It looks like a cone from the top, you know, a very psychedelic cone if you spin it. Alan Brown has a question for us.
Oh, okay.
Alan Brown, this is your friend Alan in
Nashville.
Vegas.
Yeah. So he asks, what's the best way to get Santorum stains out of silk underwear?
Wow. I don't know, but I bet if you can get a hold of someone in the Mitt Romney camp, they could probably tell you.
Yeah.
I bet you just rub a little nude on it and put it in the fucking washer.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, though. I don't know. Maybe there are some listeners out there who may know.
I bet there are message boards detected to Santorum.
Yeah, there's entire websites.
I bet there's a fan club.
He tried to get Google to take that down. Because if you Google the word Santorum, the first thing that comes up is this website that has the definition of, you know, a byproduct of butt sex or something. You know, it's like a frothy mixture.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah, it really is. It's really gross. But so it like, that's the first thing that comes up. You guys could try it right now. Google the word Santorum. And so Rick Santorum was really upset about this, and he tried to get them to take it down off the thing, and Google said, no, we won't do that.
Yeah, fuck you. We think it's funny.
Yeah,
that's is that why he's like in on this like Stop Online Piracy Act?
Yeah, in like bullying and shit. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's way behind it for sure.
What a douche.
So we have another question from another fellow named Alan. Is that correct?
Same Alan. He sent us two questions because he might be our biggest fan and listener. I don't know. I think Brad Ivy also.
We,
my
We always find people that do, like when we play the Meat on Cat Summit, I listen to the podcast, you know?
Yeah, they're, I'm always surprised at the podcast listeners that that show up and show their support, you know, at shows and stuff. It's awesome. It's a beautiful thing. We'd like to thank, we'd like to thank each and every one of you who listen to the podcast and come out to the live shows that all of us are playing and having a good time and showing your support. It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. It's like you can't see us family around here.
The circle of life.
It is, you know. Well, and the best thing is people say, you know, I listen to the podcast and I tell people about it. And that's what spreads the word, because we don't have advertisement or anything. I mean, we should probably talk about it on stage more often.
Right. I just never think about it on stage. So we need to, you got a mic too.
Yeah. I always forget too, you know. I mean, you're in the moment of like playing songs and shit, but I guess we'll try to work that in where we mention the podcast.
Maybe we should put it on the set list to mention.
Podcast plug.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea to get some absent-minded motherfuckers to remember shit.
Yeah.
Write it down.
And, once we get our merch back up and rolling, whenever that happens, we could have flyers printed up and just give people and free flyers.
You know? That's good. And t-shirts, too. We have a t-shirt in the works.
Yeah.
Cool.
For the podcast. So we'll get some of that shit going. They're big plans, folks.
Yeah. Buttons. We should have buttons.
Oh, yeah. This podcast is growing.
And it's exponentially.
We should open a shop downtown.
We should. We've gotten a lot of new listeners in the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
In the new year, you know.
Yeah,
it's really cool. It's awesome.
Tell your friends.
Yeah. Well, I tell all my friends.
I do too.
I still can't believe that Dr. Octagonopus doesn't listen to it yet.
Yeah, he's. You tried to get him to listen to it, right?
Yeah, and he's like, you guys are fucking stupid.
We need to have the good doctor back on the show. It's been a long time.
It has, hasn't it?
He's done some exciting things since, I think the last time we had him on, he just met Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Or maybe...
Well, he's met My Morning Jacket now.
Yeah, we might have had that
conversation
on there, but he's still out there, you know, going to see shows.
Oh, yeah.
All the time, and...
New Year's. Oh, dude, I didn't ever ask him about this.
Damn it.
He worked at some theater on New Year's when Bisco was playing.
Disco Biscuit.
Yeah. He hates the Disco Biscuits, but... Well, he doesn't like their fans, but he's but he was working, and they did a two-night thing at whatever theater he's working at in Chicago.
Mm.
Bisco!
Right on. So he's working at a theater now. That's cool.
He's still doing the old thing, too, but he's picking up shifts at the bartending at this theater. That's how he met My Morning Jacket.
Okay.
And how he met. He got to see, who was it? Soundcheck.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to remember.
Maybe it was My Morning Jacket that he saw Soundcheck.
Mm. That lucky bastard.
Or was it it was Further, maybe, or The Dead?
Yeah, I thought
something?
It was one of the guys from The Dead.
Yeah, I bet you it was Further.
I don't think it was the whole group of guys, but I think it was somebody.
No, I think it was everybody except the drummer. You know, when Phil and Bob get together, and then they get the guy from Dark Star Orchestra to play Jerry.
Okay, yeah,
I think
that's
what it was.
Yeah, that's right. Shit, that would have been cool to see, man.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
They don't really come down here and do that shit.
They don't, man. They just don't. I bet you that they just know where they can make money and know where it's just kind of a bitch to do. You know, a lot of bands do that. Because it's like, I know there's a lot of deadheads in Texas, but there's a lot more in other places, you know, and that really know who Further is and, you know. Mm-hmm.
Really get into the shit and would come out and buy tickets.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's a bummer, man.
Yeah.
One of these days, we'll have to talk to them, get them on the podcast, see if they'll come down here.
I just remembered something.
Okay, what do you got?
My show last night
at
J&J's, it got canceled. So, you know, after all that tweeting and Facebooking and face-fucking, I have to go back and
Oh, man.
Tell I always look like a goddamn idiot. This is why I don't want to play music anymore. It's because I book shows with people, and then they cancel, and then I have to say, hey, sorry.
I made a new Facebook so that undesirables can't find me. And, well, not undesirables, just people who I don't know, you know, can't find me. Not that I'm...
But now it's out on the podcast, and people are going to go look.
Well, they can't find it. They don't know what name
it's under. They can't see us.
Yeah, they can't see us. Well, they can't, like, it's under a different name, and you can't search for it, so...
Okay. All right. I guarantee you there are people out there that, I mean, you've already...
Well yeah, Josh Abbott put, like, told people about it, not inadvertently, just kind of like... messaged me and tagged me in something.
Yeah.
And then I got like tons of friend requests that day because people figured it out. Because he said, Charlie Shafter, otherwise known as Minnanin.
Oh, okay.
And so people started requesting me.
I always get these weird friend requests from Charlie. Like when he starts up this new fucking... I'm like, why are you calling yourself this?
The other day, you followed me on Twitter again. It was a couple days ago.
I unfollowed you, and I tried to follow you again so I could see your shit.
And you still can't?
No.
How is this possible?
I don't
Everybody
know.
Else can see my shit.
I don't know, man.
Weird. Do you think there's some sort of conspiracy against some Twitter conspiracy?
I don't know. Do you think that... What if I unfollowed you and then followed you again?
I don't know, man. Make sure... I mean, are you blocking me, dude?
How would I block
you? Are you blocking me? I need to see if I have you on mute. This you need to join Twitter.
Yeah, see, I have no idea what's going on.
Okay,
I'm going to try to get somebody from Twitter on the line here to figure out what's going on.
I lit up from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Sit out run, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil, baby, lonely 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Stop running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight.
I have a job interview today, guys.
Where? For what?
At the cupboard.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
That's cool. When is that?
5 o'clock. I think you said 5, maybe 5:30. I'm going to show up at like, you know, 4:57.
Good.
Maybe I'll go over there and grab a massage.
Do they do massages?
Fuck yeah, they do.
Am I gonna, yeah.
They do over like in the kind of gift shop looking area.
And you could be a club member, and if you get 10 massages or 9 massages, you get the 10th one free.
Number 11 comes with a happy ending.
So do they do good massages over there? Is the lady pretty good?
Well, it depends on who you get. There's tons of different people. So
you know all of them? You're friends with all of them?
Well, not friends with them, but I know them. I mean, I've experienced...
Clients.
I've experienced most of their massages.
They've touched you.
They've touched my back.
They've touched you. So, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, there's one dude.
He's pretty strong.
And seriously, there's one dude, when I was having really bad back problems, there's this one dude who just fucking annihilated my back.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It got pretty frothy.
Oh man,
I bet there was Santorum all over.
Yeah.
The
Oh shit.
This is getting disgusting.
Yeah. No, that's nasty.
So I guess, you know, it might work there,
dude. That's a good job.
Check
man.
Out someone's sensual massage.
Yeah. Remember the massage parlor song that we did in Bad Mayonnaise?
Yeah.
The English guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. English Dave. He died.
He died?
Yeah, he died.
Fuck.
Wait. So what is this?
Yeah, there was this guy. He was from England. He came over.
To South Plains because he was super obsessed with Buddy Holly.
Ah, so this is South Plains Music College
yeah.
In Levelland.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and
so what was the deal with him?
It was just this old guy named Dave, and he played in our ensemble, Bad Mayonnaise. I mean, he was awesome. He's a pretty nice guy. He's kind of weird. He's from England. He was really into Buddy Holly.
He had like the Buddy Holly glasses and everything.
Yeah. Was he a good musician?
His heart was in it.
His heart was. Yeah. That's the thing. He wasn't a musician. He came over when he retired. Came over to America
to
Levelland just.
I see.
Just to learn to be
that's
a musician.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool.
So he was a beginner, you know what I mean? And so he was, it was really, really cool. But he died? Did this happen?
Yeah, he died a couple years ago, man. Like probably right after we stopped going to school there. Bad Mayonnaise, man. It was Bad Mayonnaise.
So the Bad Mayonnaise got him?
Whenever.
Shit. Dude, that's another good reason not to eat mayonnaise.
No, man. I think, you know, without that in his life, you know, he had no reason to live. Maybe his life was complete. Maybe he just wanted to go.
It was
probably something way worse than that. But
yeah.
What about, you know who would be the perfect podcast guest?
Bridget.
No. Brigitte. No. It's Tim McCaslin.
Oh, man.
Old Pogie Smith.
We need to call Zush.
Yeah, we're currently booking all the guests for next year.
Yeah, for 2013.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's that crazy, people.
Just talk to our producer James, and we'll you know, give him all the information, and he'll get a hold of him.
All right, cool. Hey, James is looking at me through the window there,
through the glass. Yeah, yeah, I know.
I see what you're doing over there.
It's kind of creepy, right?
Especially since he's a robot.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we're living in the future, man.
Yeah,
we got robots who will. Fucking produce your podcast.
We got podcast drones that drop nuggets of information
that
on
look
people.
Like Africanized fucking bumblebees.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
those things are like footballs. They're like yellow, black and yellow footballs.
I like how they become Africanized. Like, can I just become Africanized?
Well, it's yes. Like makes you super aggressive, and that's the thing is they like merge with other hives. And that's how they become Africanized, is they get super aggressive like the African bee.
Right on.
Yeah, it's some wild shit, man. They will fucking kill your ass.
They better not.
They will. They will kill your ass.
What's some new albums that have come out lately that need to... Guess what came out?
What? What's that?
The Guy Clark tribute album that Ray played on that we released.
Oh, cool. Okay. Cool.
But I don't have it, and it's not on Spotify. We might be able to find it somewhere else.
Oh, man. I wonder if...
But there's so many good people on it.
Yeah,
there's. I was really
surprised.
That looked
like a cool project.
I wonder if they
Lyle Lovett
that.
Does "Anyhow I Love You." I really want to hear that.
It was a tribute to Guy Clark that had all these really cool musicians on there. And Charlie and I went to the studio with Ray and watched him record
"Homegrown Tomatoes."
"Homegrown Tomatoes," and it was awesome. Lloyd Maines was playing dobro on it.
Yeah,
and they had some great players on that too.
I know. It's 1999 on iTunes because there's. Each CD there's like 30 songs on it, like 30 different people that...
And they were making a documentary about it, too.
Really?
Yeah, well...
They had cameras there and everything.
Yeah, they were like nice HD cameras there and stuff, so there will probably be cool...
Hell, we might even be on the documentary.
Cool document.
We might just sit in there.
Sitting there on the couch.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, so what else has come out recently?
Man, you know, I've been listening... For about a week there, I was listening to lots of black metal... I can tell you that this there's this American band from Olympia, Washington. They live on this farm. They have like a farm, and they like grow their own food, and you know all that stuff. And I guess it's like a little commune of some sort. But they also play black metal, and they're called Wolves in the Throne Room, and it's amazing, dude. But they write all their songs about nature. It's not about like Satanism or like. You know, violence or anything. It's like
so. They might be Wiccans if they're that into nature.
I don't think they're Wiccans. I just think that they're badasses. And like their album is like so good. Wolves in the Throne Room. It's very dark, very heavy, very. It black metal is not for everyone. I mean, if you've ever tried to listen to it, you probably didn't make it very far.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, there's a really good documentary about it though called. Until the Light Finds Us, and it's about black metal and like the whole thing. It's insane.
I'm a couple of friends of mine want me to go see Burning Hotels.
Oh yeah,
and they're playing Granada with Air
Review.
Air Review, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, that show hasn't happened yet.
No, it's this weekend.
Oh, cool.
What's that?
Yeah, so I found the Ray Wiley thing, I think.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe and don't get a harden. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them is a culinary bummer. Forget about all the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a bacon. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. You can go out to eat, that's for sure, but it's nothing that a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. Eat them with eggs, eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Change this life I lead, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs, this homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. And when I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Oh.
No, I found it on Kiwi.
That was Kiwi.
It's a fruit. It's got fuzz on it. Tiny little seeds in the middle.
So I went to the grocery store, bought this Kiwi, came home. This fucking MP3 was in it. Pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
It's like a sign. Had to be on the podcast, man.
Fuck yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess that is the podcast.
Yeah, that's it, man. Everybody go out and download that album. I think it's called This One's For Him.
Yeah, This One's For Him. The tribute
Volume
to Guy
One.
Clark.
Yeah.
And it's there's a cool picture of him and what's his wife's name?
Susanna.
Susanna, yeah. And the front cover, just when they're real young and stuff. It's a cool picture.
That's going to be a good record. We might end up playing more songs off of that.
I think we will,
in the future. But
in the future.
Well, we're living in the future, clearly. We just played a song off of that. So.
Clearly, yeah.
So get ready, folks. But thanks for hanging out with us today.
We'll see you again, no doubt.
Appreciate you.
Yes.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us.